Section 3. In this section, you will hear a discussion between Harry and Susan, who are on their first date at an Indian restaurant. They are deciding what food they want to order. First, look at questions 25 to 29. Note the examples that have been done for you. Tick the columns under the appropriate names to indicate what food Harry and Susan ordered.
You know, Susan, I've never had Indian food before. I am really not sure what I should order.
You've never eaten Indian food before? I thought everyone in London had by now. Indian food is really trendy right now, extremely fashionable.
Yes, I know. That's why when you asked me to come, I was so excited. I've been wanting to try it for quite some time. So, what do you suggest?
Well, everyone who eats Indian food usually likes tandoori chicken. It is a simple dish of chicken that has been covered with spices and then roasted.
Mmm, sounds delicious. What else?
My favorite is spicy lamb curry. Do you like to eat lamb?
I love mutton, but I am unable to eat spicy food. It's too hard on my stomach.
Well, then I'll order the mild lamb curry for you. And I'll get the spicy shrimp curry.
Fine. What about rice? Isn't it traditional to eat curry with rice?
That's right. Are you sure you haven't eaten Indian food before? I'll order us both a plate of saffron rice. We need some bread, too. There's a traditional Indian bread called naan. It tastes great with curry and rice. I'll also order us both a plate of naan.
This is starting to sound like a lot of food. But worries, I'm starving.
But I still want a vegetable dish. I think I'll get the samosa. Samosa are deep fried vegetable fritters. I love them.
What about something to drink? I'd like some beer.
This restaurant carries excellent British and Indian beers. Which one would you like?
I think I'll try an Indian beer tonight. I've never had one before.
Great. And I'll have a glass of soda water. Now, let's see if we can get a waiter to come over here and take our order.
Circle the appropriate letters A to D. Listen carefully to the rest of the conversation between Harry and Susan.
What else do you do at the Universe Toy Company?
I'm the vice president of the new toy development.
Terrific!
I know you're a CPA.
That's true. I'm Harry Bennett. Certified Public Accountant. I love numbers. I do some work for Smith & Dale, your company's accounting firm.
And so...
Here we are.
Yes.
I have a daughter.
I know. How old is she?
She's 9 years old.
That's a nice age. What is her name?
Michelle.
Do you have a picture of her?
Yes, here in my wallet.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Thank you. Susan, would you mind if I go and use a phone for a second? My pager just beeped and someone rang from my home. It might be about my daughter.
No, of course I wouldn't mind you ringing home. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Harry uses the restaurant's phone and then returns.
Please forgive me, Susan, but I have to leave. I feel terrible, but my daughter isn't feeling well.
Oh, no. Is it serious?
I don't know. The babysitter says she has a stomachache and she's crying. I'll have to go home. Will you forgive me?
Of course. I'm so sorry for Michelle. And you didn't have a chance to eat.
Oh, it's okay. Let me take you home first.
No, no. Please go ahead.
It's our first date.
We'll make another. Please don't worry.
I'll ring you.
I hope your daughter is all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.